Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CSU's Tom Davis talking about Samsung Pay, Apple Pay, and Knuckle Busters, and a whole lot more, so check it out. We are here with the Mick Jagger of payments, as he's now known, Tom Davis. How's it going, Tom?
Very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks, sir. Great presentation this morning, as all of them are. So yours was like just packed, filled to the brim of payments stuff, and I didn't know where to start with this interview, but just give us a quick summary on your emerging payments presentation this morning.
Certainly. Today we talked about a lot of things. Certainly, we defined the concept of emerging. We allowed us to stop and think that emerging may be different things for different people. Yep. You know, one man's emerging, as I said earlier today, maybe one man's past, another man's future. Yep. So we sort of broke that down and narrowed it to the scope a little bit. We talked about EMV for a little bit today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, although still probably emerging, maybe moving more into the deadline phase as October moves up on us. And then we went and talked about Apple Pay and what's going on with that, broke that down, trying to get to the real facts so our credit unions understood what was going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there. Yeah. It's hard to keep up on it.
It is.
You know, tried to summarize it and try to bring it down to say, you know, here's what it is, and it's not too late to get into Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. Certainly something that we need to keep an eye on. So the trends of Apple Pay, we really hit on that. Talked about a lot of the other mobile wallets that are out there and some of the mobile wallets that are going to be coming. So we spent a lot of time talking about digital and mobile wallets and all the players in the space and the trends and the purchases and acquisitions and mergers that are going on and continuing to go on. Explain where we were a year ago when we were talking about ISIS and SoftCard and mobile network operators wanted to be in payments, and now they're gone, and all of a sudden now PayPal is buying Paydiant, and how do you keep up with all this, and what does that mean? And certainly there's a lot of noise, and you know, let us sort of sift through it and go through it with you, and then, you know, sort of bring back to you, the credit union, sort of what's important. You know, how does that affect your issuing strategy? Some of this is just noise, but some of it means something, and sometimes it's hard to balance all that. We talked a lot about some of the other newer, neater technologies that are way out there, sometimes feeling like it's Jetson Age stuff, beacons and Bluetooth low energy, and what you can do to track your members through the world, and what our merchants are going to do in order to be able to communicate with them through these beacons, and how that might affect payments, and you know, talk about post-Durbin revenue challenges and maybe ways to augment that revenue. Certainly want to, you know, influence our cardholders as much as possible to use the technologies that, that first of all protect them and keep them safe, and then you know, maybe take that data that's available in these newer technologies and use that within our credit unions and with our third-party providers that are going to be different third-party providers than the ones we've traditionally used. We went through some of that kind of stuff. So it was a lot to talk about in 2 or 3 minutes because it was an hour and a half. I was reminded that I went over, but certainly, or an hour and 15 minutes, whatever it was, and then to have another breakout for another hour. I've been talking about it all day, and I told people I could do it, and today I'm proving it.
You did it.
I can
you
do it.
You did it in spades, sir. Yes. Hey, talk about passive versus active. That was one of the standout things for me. Yeah. Can you explain that?
Certainly. You know, there's a lot of wallets out there that our credit union members are in and we didn't even know. We didn't take any action and it just happened. I call those the active wallets, and they're easy to ignore. They're easy to say, well, great, if it provides convenience to my cardholder and they're happy, then I'm happy. What we got to look at some of the gotchas with some of these wallets. That's what I talked about. It does seem passive in that you didn't have to do anything. But in the end of the day, that wallet could do an end around things like EMV and maybe actually add some fraud or add some risk to our portfolio that we weren't expecting. So they're passive from the standpoint that we didn't do anything, but we still probably need to understand how they work. Then I talked about the active wallets. Those are the ones we've been talking about for a while. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, the ones where you have to take an action and maybe even pay a fee, and then you got to make a decision of whether that fee is worth it. And so they require more action, more thinking, if you will, on the upfront in order to have our cardholders use them. But they certainly could make our portfolios better. They could bring more value, and we just need to understand those economics, and that takes work.
Gotcha. It was kind of the difference between Apple Pay, where you got to sign it, you got to do all this work in the beginning, and then Loop Pay.
Yeah, on the backside, Loop Pay. You don't even know. You know, you can't even control it. It just happens. At that point in time, if you're not happy with that technology and maybe the risk it might be bringing, if it brings risk, then you might need to understand that and have an educational situation. Certainly, there's a lot more than LoopPay out there, and I'm not insinuating that LoopPay is adding any risk. That's not my point. My point is that it is a passive strategy, meaning you didn't have to do anything.
Right.
So just be, exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah. And reaching beyond the point of sale. Yeah. This was fascinating. You're talking about how Lowe's and Taco Bell these things are. You can like basically order something from your car and go in and get it.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I believe that the trend is that we're going to see more what we thought was sort of brick and mortar POS type commerce become e-commerce even in a brick and mortar space. So, the Lowe's example was, I walked into my new Lowe's and immediately to the right was a pickup counter for all the e-commerce that you bought online to go to the brick and mortar Lowe's and pick it up. Mm-hmm. I had to cut some of this out of my presentation. Yeah. Looking at Amazon Payments, they're actually trying to come into a brick and mortar space. So the convergence of e-commerce and regular commerce coming together and understanding that as e-commerce takes off, the actual transaction doesn't require a POS terminal.
Right.
And that can happen in the cloud and it can happen on your digital and mobile wallets. Mm-hmm. And as that transaction volume grows, all of a sudden the decisions to or not be in such as Apple Pay or Samsung Pay may actually hurt you. I think I threw a statistic up there that we're expecting somewhere around 10 or 11% in the next year or so to be e-commerce. That number's growing like a hockey stick, if you will, the great infamous hockey stick. And certainly mobile, being about half of that, is growing right along with it. So we have to have a technology that will be available to make our cards available in that space.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you talked about wearables as well, Apple Watch payment credentials. I mean, you said Apple Watch kind of did a good thing. Delivered the payment credentials right away, whereas maybe others didn't?
Certainly Apple Watch is the first one where they brought an NFC secure element type environment to a wearable. Mm-hmm. I think their heartbeat monitoring, making sure that watch didn't leave the user's hand used somewhere else, was certainly a good idea. Cool. I like the fact that they were thinking about security on the front side of it, and I think that Apple is somebody that gets it, if you will, and I'm sure that the other providers do and will as well. Yeah. When the wearables become glasses, or I've heard that there could be wearables that are just in your shirt and things like that, it's like, how are they going to know that somebody didn't take my shirt off and go buy something with it, So they're thinking these things through, and I'm glad that they are, and I'm excited about the space. I think it's good for our cardholders. I mean, I always put myself as a cardholder first because that's what I first was back in the day, and now I've just worked for issuers, and so obviously I always wonder how cool would that be, and would it be something that would be accepted by our cardholder community, and I think that these things are. Google and Samsung and Apple are spending a lot of time and money developing these wearables. They must think that there's a market for it. This day is going to continue, I think. Wearables is here.
Yeah, it's a pretty slick thing to just go by Starbucks and wave your watch like a magic wand.
Absolutely.
And okay, I'm out the door.
Right, absolutely.
So, pretty cool stuff here. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up here. You said credit unions need to be their members' payment expert.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the big connection I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Said that you got to position yourself as this primary financial resource and being a payments expert.
Right.
That's what you're there for.
Yeah. It's funny when I say that. Many times I've sat, at a restaurant or, out with some friends or whatever, and they have you tried this new app? And we'll all sit around together having a drink or sharing some food or whatever, and we play around with that new app. And it's so fun for that person in that crowd to bring an app that nobody else knew about and sort of lay it out. Because for a moment, they're an expert at the bar or at the restaurant, and it's sort of fun, and it can be conversational. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You need to be that person for your member.
Okay.
Sit down with them and be the one that shows them the new and the wow, because it is sort of fun, and you need to accept that as fun, because that's how you look at that person when I'm out to dinner with them or I'm having a drink with them and go, that's sort of cool that they knew that. I personally like that, and I think that our members will like that, and you look at that person in a new found light and say, you know what, they're an expert. They knew something.
Yep.
They brought something to the table that I did not know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we need to be for payments.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm trying to say. We need to have somebody on your staff, unfortunately, that has all this energy and passion that I have, and you're going to have to deal with them. I get it. But let them go ahead and be out in the payment space and get excitement and get fun going with payments.
Indeed, Andy. Last question for you to wrap up here. Address being part of the 5400. I love this concept.
Yes.
Being part of the 5400.
Yes.
And then how credit unions can use their collaboration as a leveraging tool over other institutions.
Absolutely. Credit unions have something that no one else has, and that is the ability for us to get together and talk about a business strategy openly amongst ourselves. Banks don't do that. Merchants are having a hard time doing that. If merchants could do that, MCX would be in a much better situation than they are today. It's a strength that we have. We need to play with it. The 5400 is the number of credit unions we expect to be here in a couple of years, 2018.
Right.
We certainly want to be one of those 5400.
Right.
So make sure you understand, because next year another 240 or so credit unions are going to go away and be merged or acquired. They're going to probably have some situations already built into their their digital strategy and their thinkings that has already laid the seed for that. Today's the day you got to nurture that seed. You got to be part of it. We want you to be part of the 5,400. Yeah. We certainly do. And we as a group can make sure that that 5,400 is a significant player in the payment space.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Leverage that collaboration.
Absolutely.
Very
absolutely.
Cool. Great message to end on, Tom. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate seeing you again, my friend.
Me too.
Take care.
We'll catch up again in 10 minutes when it changes again.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.